Oh man, we got a lot of Star Wars toys last week, like a ton. So I have to like go through my list of stuff and decide what I want to talk about first because it's so exciting. We got two waves of Clone Wars, three waves of Vintage, new Transformers bot shots. It's an exciting time to be alive. I mean, for me anyway. I don't know about you. Maybe you're happy being dead now. I'd like to be alive. But on the Toy of the Week podcast this week, we're going to talk about Star Wars Vintage Wave 3. We also got Waves 4 and 4 Revision 1. We'll talk about those really soon. But in Star Wars Vintage Wave 3, which was in stock, it's probably not in stock right now, but we're going to reorder it and you're going to have more soon. You can get Darth Malgus from the Old Republic MMO, Darth Vader, totally redone. Clone Wars, Anakin in a realistic style, another one, but this one's better in some senses, not in others. We'll talk about him. Hoth Luke Skywalker and the Imperial Navy Trooper, which you may know as the Death Squad Commander in the Vintage line. How are they? Let's find out. The new Hoth Luke Skywalker is one of Hasbro's most impressive figures in terms of engineering. The level of articulation is about as good as you could possibly hope for. He has ball-jointed hips. He's got ball-jointed pretty much everything except for wrists. His waist joint is great. He's got a lot of mobility there. Really, the only issue is getting that perfect pose to get the legs in a tauntaun stirrups just right. And he's designed to do it. It's a little tricky, but you can totally do it. He also includes a different set of goggles than you're used to, is the best way to put it. The scarf and everything is completely different than any Hoth Luke you've seen before because you can either have the goggles and scarf off of him. At least I scoff. The goggles and scarf off of him. Or when you have it on, the scarf's wrapped around his head and it's molded to the goggles so you can't see any of his face. It's not like the original Vintage figure where the goggles were on top of his helmet and the scarf hung down and they were all the wrong color. And it's not like most of the modern figures, which were a mix of that original figure and some level of influence of the actual movie design. So it's really good. The detail is great. The sculpt is very good. You get a lightsaber hilt, and a blaster. The hilt and the lightsaber fit on his belt just fine. This is a figure where I'm going to say that you probably wish you had an alternate head, but it's still very good. If you want a Luke figure to ride on your vintage Tauntaun, assuming you got a vintage Tauntaun from Target last year, this is the one you want. It also means that combined, it's like $35, which is kind of ridiculous, but we're Star Wars collectors. Ridiculous is what we do. I like the figure. It's one of the most impressive in the wave. Also impressive in the wave, Darth Vader. Yes, another one. As far as I can tell, this is a completely new sculpt. The Vader head only swivels left and right. It can't look up and down or anything, at least if it can. I am not able to make it do so yet. And my helmet was a little squished when I opened it. I can probably fix that. I just haven't done it yet. The figure has as close to super articulated or mega articulated as a Darth Vader can get. He has ball-jointed hips, which is not really necessary for a Vader based on the original Star Wars, because he has the red lenses in his helmet. He's got the cloth robes over his shoulder armor, and his gloves have the horizontal stripes running perpendicular to his fingers. So it's clearly the Episode 4 design, and the exaggerated red lenses look really, really good, especially in the dark. It just pops. He's got a green light on his chest, and his crotch armor is molded, it looks like, yes, to his crotch. So it's not going to flip up because, you know, like if you got the 500th Darth Vader or a lot of the other ones they've made since 2005, if he sits down, the cod piece will actually flip up. And if he sits for a long period of time and then you repose him to stand up, that cod piece is still sticking out, and it looks like he's happy to see you, and that's just not appropriate for me to talk about or to think about for Darth Vader or Star Wars. But it's a good figure. He's got some great poses. His right hand sort of in a forced choke move. His left hand is sculpted to hold the lightsaber. With the ball-jointed hips, you can pose him in a variety of really cool ways. But Darth Vader didn't do anything really action-packed in Episode 4, so you don't really want necessarily those joints there. The only thing this figure is really missing, other than a ball-jointed neck, I would say, is the ability to hang his lightsaber on his belt. In Episode 4, Darth Vader rarely had his lightsaber ignited. It was attached to his belt, and he basically just threatened people. It wasn't an action villain. He was a menacing villain. The figure is more of an act. It's a weird mix. It's an action-packed, posable figure. So you can get him in all kinds of really cool battle poses, but this isn't a figure that necessarily warrants that. But he has a cloth cape and everything, and Hasbro did a really nice job de-emphasizing the elastic around the neck for the cape. So it's a good-looking action figure. I'm not going to say it's perfect. I think Hasbro said in their panel that this is like their best yet, and yada yada. It's very good. And the problem with a lot of the figures now is I think we're like, it's sort of an exponential growth where it's like going toward infinity rapidly, but never quite, sorry, rapidly approaching, but never touching perfection, just because there's so many things you can do with these figures, like ball-jointed wrists, or maybe a wire in the cape, or stuff like that. So it's very good. It definitely is better than the last 2006 Vader from A New Hope. But to be honest, that one was perfectly good too. I had no complaints about that one. I thought it was one of the best ones. So, I won't say you have to upgrade, but if you do, you won't be sorry. And it also comes on a Star Wars card back. It is Hasbro's very first Darth Vader figure to appear on a Star Wars logo card back. So that alone is probably worth your attention. Anakin Skywalker is one of two expanded universe figures in this wave. He's really pretty cool. I'd say it's about 90% there. The only thing I didn't like about it really is the head. Other than that, it's great. It really is a wonderful figure. He has a cloth lower robe so he can sit in vehicles and everything. It looks good. It's designed well. The boot detail is really nice. He's super articulated. He has bend and swivel wrists so they can twist and bend to better hold a lightsaber. He includes a lightsaber hilt as well as a lit lightsaber. The downer is they did not design the hilt to plug into his belt. Again, I don't understand why not. Because to me, the hilt is kind of a worthless accessory unless you can plug it into his belt. What am I going to do with it other than throw it in a box somewhere and ignore it? I mean, it's just a waste of money on Hasbro's part. To me, maybe I'm wrong. You tell me. Tell me on Twitter, Enterth. I would love to know if you're doing anything with the hilts other than storing them in Grievous's cape if you can't plug them into a belt. But the detail, tangent, on this figure is incredible. The range of motion is great. I mean, you can get a right angle out of the elbows. The poses are really good. You can have him holding his lightsaber straight up. You can have it kind of posed down so he's like waving it in somebody's face menacingly. It's a really nicely done figure overall. And it really does look like a realistic interpretation of the 2008 Anakin Skywalker armor. The only thing I don't like is the head. The head doesn't really look like him that much. It's okay. I mean, it's Anakin-ish, but they could have just popped a Revenge of the Sith Anakin head on this and I would have been just fine with it. Instead, they gave me a new sculpt. And I'm trying to like see if I look at it at the right light or the right angle, if I can see, oh yeah, it's Hayden Christensen, but I just don't see it. It doesn't feel right. So it's pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. Darth Malgus is perfect. I have nothing bad to say about Darth Malgus. The armor is shiny in spots, it's metallic in spots. He has two capes. He has an outer robe with wire in the neck to pose it, and a hood. It looks great, it fits well. He has a cape on, it's not removable. He has huge bulky shoulder armor, two lightsabers, one lit, one not. Again, it doesn't have any way to plug into his belt. Oh wait, no, it does have a way to plug into his belt. What am I even saying? It plugs in toward the back, and so that way you can have it attached and not necessarily even see it, which is good and bad. It's bad because you can't see it. That's terrible, but it's good because that way if you're displaying him, you can plug it in and it's there and you won't lose it. The armor design is incredible. He's got Boba Fett-ish gauntlets with all these buttons and switches on them. It looks like his life support stuff. He's all messed up. It looks sort of like a weird Darth Vader alternate universe design where you can see his bald, scarred, messed up gray head, but at the same time, he's got part of the helmet on. And this game takes place thousands of years before the original Star Wars movie, which to me says a lot about aesthetics and stuff. It's just sort of kind of weird to grasp and think about, like, okay, this is a 1,000-year-old character, but he almost looks more futuristic than Darth Vader. So is Darth Vader retro or what? I don't understand. But I'm the only one thinking about this stuff. He's very heavily inspired by the A New Hope version of the Darth Vader costume. He looks great. He comes one per case. You're going to wish you had him if you didn't buy him. I mean, I don't play MMOs because I'm allergic to subscription fees in my video games, but this is a fantastic figure. It's super articulated. He does not have bend and swivel wrists. That's really the only bad thing I can say about him in that respect. But he can stand, he can sit. I mean, they designed the legs so he can sit. I'm in love. It's really great. The joints are nice and stiff. He just looks so good. He just looks so good. I mean, it makes you mad there's not a movie to go with this kind of figure. Because Hasbro still can churn out excellent product when they're doing something new, especially. I mean, if anything, I think that's the one biggest shortcoming of this line is they make so much stuff. that's a new version of something that's been around in the last 30 years. So you're always comparing it. Oh, is it better than this old one? Is it better than this old one? When you do something new like Darth Malgus, I don't have any Darth Malgus anythings. This is brand new. It's great. It's wonderful. All I can say about it is I love it. And you will too. I mean, you should get it. Absolutely. No question. Rounding out the wave is the Imperial Navy Trooper, and I'm going to give him pretty much the same level of praise. He's great. There's no reason you shouldn't buy several if you can help it. I'm kind of disappointed they didn't put him on a card back where it nodded to the original names, the Star Destroyer Commander or the Death Squad Trooper, but Imperial Navy Trooper is good too. It is much better than the 2007 version of a figure wearing this costume. He's much thinner, a lot less bulky, very human proportions. The helmet's better. The human head is great. Helmet comes off. He's got blonde hair underneath. Doesn't look too old. Very pale skin, but most of the humans in this wave are pretty pale. Actually, Luke might be the most tan. And on Hoth, that's just weird. But the figure's very, very good. The detail on the tunic is just wonderful. He's got a shoulder logo on his left shoulder. The fingers are posed to be in the trigger of the guns, if you have guns. The boots and gloves are a shiny, glossy black. The helmet is too. So is the holster, actually, for the gun. And the gun fits in the holster. I'm going to put it in there right now, and you can see it if you were here with me, and you're not. But you could see it. If it's in there, great. If it's perfect. This is not... I don't want to say it's a perfect figure, because I'm sure there's something you don't like about it. Maybe the logo on the shoulder is not exactly in the right position. But the sculpt is beautiful. This is a really, really nice figure. Hasbro's been great at making figures thinner that can be posed better. You can put his arms at his side if you want, like a real vintage action figure from the 70s. And let's see, can he sit? Let's find out. Yes, he can. They put a little cut in the lower part of his shirt, and he has no problems extending his legs forward. One thing I would be concerned about if I were you is the chin strap seems thin, and if you're not careful, it might stretch or break. So be very, very careful with it. But the sculpt is gorgeous. If you leave this figure on the card, it's one of the more wonderful figures in the line. There might be a teeny bit of paint slop, but other than that, it's great. I mean, it's mostly black. He's got a little bit of silver on his belt. This is a really nice wave. It's basically completely bad guys and Skywalkers by volume, which is bizarre, but I like it. The other wave had Kithaba and Nominor and a bunch of delayed figures from last year, which you're going to love. You're going to flip at Dr. Evazon. I mean, don't even wait for me to do the podcast. Order it now. You're going to love it. Go to our site. Type in Evazon. You'll thank me. But this is a spectacular wave of figures. You get five new ones and a lot of repacks. If you don't have the repacks, it's worth it. If you have the repacks, you probably wanted carded ones anyway. So I'm having a lot of fun with this batch of figures. I got Luke on his Tauntaun. He's probably going to stay there for a little while. I wish I could get as many Imperial Naval Troopers as humanly possible, but Hasbro's been so weird about not packing troop builders in multiple cases that I'm afraid I'll never see another one. So, if you order a case from us, order a case from us. I thank you very much for doing so. I mean, we're a store. That's why I'm doing the podcast. You buy things. I don't think I'm surprising anyone by saying that, but this was a great wave of figures. You're not going to be sorry. I don't mean to gush too much, but man, that Imperial Naval Trooper. Darth Malgus. These are great, great figures. And you won't be sorry if you get them. So thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EndEarth. Check out our sales, sale.entertainmentearth.com. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Thanks for listening to me go on about these because, man, these are fun figures. These are really, really good. I know the price increases and everything is like, it's like $10, $11, $12. But if you look at these things, compared to even like a year and a half ago, these are really, really well done. So, hope my enthusiasm wasn't too much for you, and I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.